Ted Kean used people's bodies to tailor his own clothes. Police had later found a belt made of flesh at Kean's house whose buckles were made with human nipples. There are legs that were turned into tights and corsets. All of these were fashioned from skin. So who was Ed Kean? And why was he known as the most sickening serial killer of his time? To find that out, keep listening. From the moment Ed Kean came into the world, which is August 27, 1906, he was destined for an awful life. The second son of George Philip and Augustine, young Edward's childhood home was haunted by twin demons of alcohol and religious fanaticism. Father George Philip was a crippling alcoholic with a tiny self-worth. Mother Augusta was a hardcore religious fanatic who saw sin and filth everywhere. Alongside his older brother Henry, young Edward was taught that the city of La Crosse was a haven of harlots. They were also taught that they were completely worthless. Augusta also verbally abused the boys. At school, he rarely socialized. His teacher stated he had demonstrated queer mannerism. Later in life, his family moved to a farm in Plainfield, where he became even more isolated. His mother was strict, yet Kean was obsessed with her. She taught Kean that all women, aside from her, were prostitutes, and dating them only meant going to hell. After the death of Kean's father and Augusta's stroke, Kean ended up having to look after her. He took odd jobs around the town and was known as a quiet, decent guy who was reliable when he wanted something fixed. Apparently, he was a capable handyman. His devotion to his mother was unerring. It is said that Kean had become fascinated to stories about Nazis and cannibals, which he read in various books and death cult magazines. His mother then passed away in 1945, leaving Ed all alone in the farm. It's said that he kept the rooms where she had stayed in the exact same condition and had locked them away so they would stay that way forever. After a few years of his mother's death, Kean took up a new hobby. To some extent, that hobby was trying to become her. In 1947, he began robbing the graves of women who were buried in Plainfield Cemetery by digging up the bodies and removing their hearts, head, and genitals before returning them to their crypts. Record shows Kean robbed around 40 graves of women from the cemetery. By the end of 1950, he stopped returning the bodies back to their tomb. He sawed off the tops of women's severed heads to turn their skull into soup bowls. He stuffed their faces and hung them on a wall like some hunting trophy. Beneath his bed, he kept a box of human noses alongside a box of female genitals. Ed Kean took the torso of one woman and turned it into a jacket with heavy pair of breasts, and on moonlit nights he would wear it alongside a mask of skin and danced around outside in his field. He later confessed he wanted to be a woman, but judging by his history, he just wanted to be one woman, his mother. Over the next 3 years, Kean continued to rob corpses of large, middle-aged women. On November 16, 1957, Bernice Warden was reported missing from her hardware store in Plainfield. With the cash register also gone and a trail of blood leading out the back, her son Frank, a deputy sheriff, was suspicious of Gain. The police received a warrant to check out Ed's farm. The police found Mrs. Warren's dead body shot with a rifle, hung upside down in a shed like an animal. The torso's organ was taken out. The body was mutilated from head to toe. Captain Lloyd remarked that the tendons in the ankles had been cut and a rod had been placed through them. The body was dressed out and the head was missing, which was later found in the burlap sack. Under questioning, Ed admitted he had a thing for heads. He carefully cut off the faces and used them as masks. Some of them have lipstick on and look perfectly natural. Gain also made chair covers, waste baskets out of human skin. His costume included mask, corsets, and leggings, which helped him become a woman. He later admitted he liked to wear the suit because it helped him to become like his mother. Gain's lawyer, William Belter, entered a plea of not guilty by the reason of insanity. And in January 1958, Gain was found unfit to stand trial. He was committed to Central State Hospital, where he variously worked as a mason, carpenter's assistant, and medical center aide. In early 1968, Gain was determined fit to finally stand trial. That November, he was found guilty of the murder of Warden. However, he was also found insane at the time of the murder, and as such, he was recommitted to Central State Hospital. He died of cancer and respiratory illness on July 26, 1984. Ed Gein served as an inspiration to many notorious movies, including The Texas Chainsaw Massacre and The Silence of the Lambs. Hey everyone, this is Sneha here. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed making it. Share this episode amongst your friends and family under the hashtag TheBloodyedCorpse on Twitter or Instagram. See you next time.